We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From Atlanta, superstars, talk show host, grew up right here in our area, the great John Kincaid. Hi, John.
What's going on, guys? How are you this morning?
John, we're great. John, we had a couple of things we want to ask you about first. We really love the Freeze. Is it the Freeze, this guy who runs in the outfield? Who is this guy?
This is Nigel.
Nigel.
His name is Nigel.
Right.
He is a Olympic. He is a world champion. Like he qualifies to run in like world championships and stuff like that.
Right.
A collegiate sprinter, and they just happened to know he had this skill set.
Right.
And the Braves marketing department came up with an idea of beating the Freeze. They do a lot of things between innings because the attention span of Southerners is pretty much, you know, is pretty much from first down to first down.
Right.
Is about what you get.
Okay.
So they come up with a lot of creative things, and this was a really creative idea, and it really took off. But I got to tell you, Nigel's getting ripped today.
Because yeah. He lost at the All-Star game.
He lost badly.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, I thought I was watching a replay of the Phillies' first half game. I mean, it was not even close.
John, how do they decide? Like, they pick a fan out to run.
Yes.
How do they decide how much of a head start to give them?
Okay, well, the head start is pretty much determined pretty much the same. They give them this huge head start.
Right.
And that's where I think the error is. I think people before the game should be trying out outside. Like, you know, where you should, if you want to beat the Freeze, you got to try out. So they determine how much of a head start you get.
Okay.
I think what they did is they've gotten too cocky about how far of a head start they give them.
Right.
I mean, Ange, honestly, they give them a head start that is so far
it's
ahead.
Ridiculous.
You're right. I'm looking they gave way too much last night.
The middle of the field.
Exactly. And you see, and that's what it is that you can't, especially like in Atlanta, they pick fans and they look at a fan and they go, okay, Chris Carlin's not being chosen to race the Freeze.
Right, hold on a minute. Never saying. Mind Chris Carlin. Let's do John, I have this idea.
John,
people don't know this. I know it. You are, in your day, were one hell of an athlete yourself. Right?
Oh, yeah.
John,
yeah.
And you know you control Atlanta sports talk. John.
Yes.
Challenge him straight up and kick his ass in an Atlanta game. Come on, John, you can do it.
It's weird you say this.
Yeah.
Our 4,000th edition of Buck and Kincaid's coming up.
Yeah.
And our 17th anniversary.
Yes.
And I'm just going to say, stay tuned.
You got to do it, John. And I know you can take him down. You're quick.
Are you kidding me? I seriously, it's Howie Roseman would probably scout me as a scat back, and it would be another one of his great selections. But all I can say is stay tuned, and I promise you I will have you on high alert.
I knew it.
Should something be coming up very, very soon.
I knew
so
you'd be
I'm just
working
giving
with
you that heads up.
Let me
I'm an attention whore.
That's what I was thinking.
Why wouldn't I do something like that?
All right, that's what I was thinking. Let me ask you about Bryce Harper, because he's now claiming not only are the Mets fans more rude than are very rude, so are the Braves fans ruder than us. You grew up here. Are the Braves fans as rude as the Phillies fans?
No, let's at least have some level of superiority right now over the Braves. I mean,
okay.
As we sit in last place.
Right.
No way. But I will tell you this. The genteel South, let me give you a few heads up.
Okay.
If someone doesn't like you in the South, you'll be the last to know.
Oh, behind your back.
Whereas in Philly, they'll tell you to your face. Down here, it's very genteel. Like, Ange, let me just tell you that when a woman says, "Oh, Angelo Cataldi, bless his heart."
Yeah.
That's the Southern FU.
No way.
Yes.
No, because Southern women have been very nice to me, John. They've even given me the thought that I might be able to get somewhere.
They hate you.
Well, if they ever say that,
yeah.
If they ever say that, if you ever hear them saying that about you, that is they're giving you the middle finger.
Wow.
Yes, that's very. They're very, and they're very. There's a lot of passive aggressiveness in the South, I say. And when it comes out on my show, I've said for many, many years, don't make me make 5 phone calls. We'll come down and win the war all over again.
Wow.
I mean, you know, I don't understand either the reenactments of the Civil War that go on all over the Georgia and Alabama and everything. I'm like, I, as a Phillies fan, have never reenacted Game 6 of the 93 World Series or Andy Reid in Super Bowl 39 and Donovan McNabb. I mean, why are you reenacting something that painful? I mean,
John, they wear costumes and they have muskets, the whole thing. They reenact a war.
And you know what's strange is, even in the reenactments, they lose due to poor disorganization.
They put Tom Brady in a uniform?
I'm telling you.
They even lose the reenactment?
They're winning. And Al, they're winning the war in the reenactment up until the last, 15 minutes. And then they give up a bunch of territory and blow it.
Right. John, I need your help on reading Embiid. Here's what's going on with Joel Embiid.
Yeah,
I'm
all over this.
He's winning the Twitter war big, but he's only played 31 games. Can you be a star in Philadelphia when you haven't even played half a season?
When the Sixers have won 17 games in 4 years?
Yes.
Yes. Because right now what you're selling is the illusion. What you're selling is the potential.
Okay.
And God bless it, because Joel Embiid is one of those people that it makes me believe that people can enjoy sports again. Because, Ange, in all the years I've been doing this now, as my career, since I switched careers and thanks to your help and others, I've seen fans every year, I insist, they enjoy following sports and enjoy being fans less than they did 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago. Some of that's social media.
Yeah.
Some of it is just, fans get, I don't know, fans take it too seriously.
Yeah.
To me, I love what the Sixers are doing just because there's so much potential. They have such colorful characters that are engaging with the fans, engaging stuff. I would suggest, though, it's Kevin Durant's idea, stay away from nicknames till you accomplish something.
Yeah,
don't give yourself a nickname. I mean, we're not Howard Eskin here. And that's a '60s reference, by the way, everybody. I'm sorry to go back too far for the older.
No, but John, the big thing today is they've come up with a waiting list now where you have to pay up to $176. They throw in a hat or a shirt or a magnet.
Really?
To sit on a
waiting
list. Yes. And every year you got to repay the money.
Here is what I would suggest to any Sixers fan out there.
Yeah.
Take your $176 and have it set aside. Go to StubHub or one of the secondary markets, and I guarantee you for $176, you would get your butt in this year to see 4 or 5 games.
All right.
Minimum.
See?
Minimum.
That's good.
By buying secondary market tickets. Why are you going to pay them to sit on a waiting list? The Sixers, honestly, should be paying their season ticket holders $176 back for the last 4 years of stinking garbage is what they should be doing. So, I mean, to me, this is crazy. If you put your name on a waiting list like that, ridiculous. But, I mean, look, there are people that are willing to be held up every day, that are willing to spend their money stupidly. Take the $176 and go actually see the Sixers play, not just dream of when you could afford to see the Sixers play.
Love it. John Kincaid, you're a god to us. You got some John acts for us today?
I do. I have a favor to ask first.
Yes, anything.
Okay, next Friday.
Yep.
Okay. I'm taking not next Friday. I'm sorry. It's the last Friday of the month.
Yes.
Thanks to WIP.
Yep.
I'm able to take my wife and daughter are going to be in town, and we're taking my mom down to see the Phillies. Phillies
nice.
Have got us some primo seats too. Thanks to WIP, Cindy Webster. You're the best. We love you. I'm trying to arrange. I want you to have the Fanatic visit my mom and my daughter.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Done.
It's a photo op that I want that
done
Friday night.
You
all
consider
right, well,
that
go.
Done. I know people, John.
There we go. Okay, well,
we want you to get the Flash up here to race the Fanatic.
Yes. How about the Flash against the Fanatic?
The strange thing is that this could work out, Al, because I'm going to be at a Phillies and Braves game. And the Braves already are threatening that they're going to put me on TV.
I'll do it.
The seats where the Phillies got us are really good, and they're saying if I wear a Phillies hat, they are going to just, you know, have me all over the TV.
Why don't you race him here?
But it's the freeze out. John, seriously, and I know you don't like the attention, but you're going to get it anyway.
You know I hate the attention.
All right, John, let's do some John X. Let's do this.
All right, here we go. All right, these are brand new movies.
Brand new movies just coming out now, Al.
Right up. Okay, City of Ghosts.
City of Ghosts.
Describe the upper deck this August at Citizens Bank Park.
You want those tickets?
How about
more.
The Girls Without Hands?
The Girls Without Hands.
How did social media describe the Eagles wide receivers last year?
More, John, more.
Inconceivable.
Inconceivable. Nicolas Cage.
Try imagining the Sixers starting five playing 35 games healthy together. And finally, Rhea.
Oh, no.
Rhea, clutch your pearls. Swallows and Amazons.
Swallows and Amazons?
Yeah, it's a new movie, Swallows and Amazons.
Okay.
How does John Belaris organize his little black book?
Belaris.
Kincaid. We love
I love you,
man.
You all.
You're
and
a sick
you.
Man.
We're going to see you. Hopefully see you next week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.